RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard on this Thursday morning as we set the table for the weekend. Megan's here on the other side. Special treat. We get to hang out tomorrow as well as we count down towards Halloween. Quick opinion to start the show. And I want to get to Terry McLaurin because the junks are talking about Terry McLaurin. I want to talk about Terry McLaurin too because I also have things to say because that's my job to have things to say about Terry McLaurin. And I've got some things to say about him. Here's what I want to say, though. All these ads, I'm watching the World Series, I'm watching football, I'm watching TV, all these ads shop Black Friday pricing now. That's the pitch right now. Shop Black Friday pricing now. Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving. That's when we all buy things, historically, in America. And I guess I may be the problem here because, as you know, I am a vigorous objector to the amount of Christmas we get shoved down our throats beginning on Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to say this about Shop Black Friday now. I haven't gone trick-or-treating yet.
Yeah.
It's way too early.
I went into Bath & Body Works and it was like, get our early Black Friday deals.
It's
and I'm like, it's not special.
It's not Black Friday.
It's not Black Friday.
It's not. We have not gone trick-or-treating yet.
Yeah.
We have to go trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can start thinking about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about Thanksgiving.
And
I'm thinking about trick-or-treating.
Exactly. And it's just, it takes the specialness away. It's like, if I can get it all this month, I mean, what's the point in... I mean, I'm used to going out Friday and getting all the deals.
What are prices, really?
What's the point?
What is a price?
And then it's going to go on after Black Friday, too. If you missed it, it's going to be like the week after.
Shop our post-Black Friday deals.
Yes! It's too much! I'm overwhelmed.
It's just a little, like, do your Christmas shopping now.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
I'm out.
My mom will start shopping in like May. It's crazy.
She gets early
stuff.
But she's not going to a store like I am Christmas shopping. She's going to the store and she sees something and she's like, Megan would like that. I'll buy that and set it aside for Christmas.
That's the difference, yeah.
That's not unhinged behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Unhinged behavior is It's we haven't gone trick-or-treating yet. Why don't we do our Christmas shopping?
I've seen Christmas decorations in July.
No. Why don't we put on some costumes and go trick-or-treating?
Yes.
And we'll dress everything else when it's time to dress everything else.
I want to go trick-or-treating.
Societal rant.
I'm too old for trick-or-treating, and I want to go. I really want to go trick-or-treating.
You are too old to go trick-or-treating.
Yeah. It's upsetting.
Which is unfortunate. But we'll be in costume tomorrow.
Yes.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
They won't see it on the radio, but we'll see it.
I'm just glad someone is because I told mom.
We'll put it on the Instagram.
Well, it's funny. I told mom, I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to be here like tomorrow evening like I usually would be. MP should be out. It should be like pre-recorded and stuff. So when I come in, like I'm going to be sitting alone in this room in my Olivia Rodrigo costume. I'm glad someone's going to see it tomorrow.
Well, yesterday was the official Halloween party here. And then I went in to the Richmonder, which is where I go in the afternoons, where it was not Halloween party day because we went with, and I'm not... This is not a critique of Odyssey, but it is. We did the Odyssey Halloween party on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't help but notice that Halloween is Friday.
That's what I said.
So the Richmonder, we're going to do our Halloween activities on Friday.
Because that makes sense. Yes.
I feel good about that. Now I got to dress up twice as a result of that. That's okay.
That's okay.
Got a great costume. So it's all right.
You had a good costume.
I mean, people are reacting very positively.
They should.
To the costume when they get it.
It's like the ultimate Richmonder, you know?
I think so. I feel pretty good about it. Terry McLaurin. I want to get to Terry McLaurin because we got Thursdays with Friends coming, of course. Welcoming back our good friend Gary Hess on a monster night for high school football. It was the bash. It was the monster night of high school football bash. Tonight, Highland Springs for Rhino. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. Hokie Steve on the call. Gary Hess will join us to preview that. Lane Cassadante and Parney drop by before today's show is over and we hand things off to AWOD Radio. The Junkies were covering some ground on Terry McLaurin. I want to pick that up. And if you called into the Junkies and didn't get in, we got a short window here where you can call in, 833-804-0910. You know, we don't usually do that around here, but their phones were lit up. I know a lot of you were calling in. I'll give you until 10:15 if you want to say your piece on Terry McLaurin, because I think it was the right move to continue to have Terry McLaurin on the football team. I said at the time that they needed to pay him and get him to training camp. And now we're in this situation where, indisputably, no matter which side of the Terry McLaurin situation you're on, you can agree, Terry McLaurin is injured, at least in part, at least plausibly, because he did not participate in training camp. I don't think that's a reach, right? I'm pro-Terry. I'm team Terry here. It is not a reach to suggest that Terry McLaurin has now injured himself twice this season, in part, or at least some part, because he did not participate in training camp. We have enough evidence. We have enough NFL data to know that when a guy misses training camp, it is detrimental to him down the line. It is something that will impact his performance in the season. We're seeing that. Also, I'm not casting the blame at Terry McLaurin's feet, and you all know that because I've said that a million times, but I'm going to say it again. Last year, this team overachieved. And then the Junkies were getting at this, but they didn't get there or where I'm going. Last year, this team overachieved in large part because Dan Quinn had that group believing every time they stepped on the field, good things were going to happen to them and they were going to win the football game. And more often than not, good things happened to them and they won the football game. They built a rock solid culture around that. And they all looked out for each other. And it was a brotherhood, right? That's the term. Those things are tough to replicate, and the NFL's a year-to-year league. They don't have that this year. They haven't had that this year. And Terry McLaurin, on paper, the team did the right thing. And let's start with this. Terry McLaurin did not win his holdout. Terry McLaurin lost his holdout. He is on a contract that is basically the same contract he had when he started the holdout. So he did not win the holdout. He did not get more money. He did not get more guarantees. The team won the holdout. They held the hard line, and they won the holdout. What happened in the process of doing that? One of the guys who, and look, I'm biased. I love Terry. One of the guys who was the heart and soul of this team wasn't at training camp, was vocally saying, hey, I thought y'all were going to take care of me and you didn't. That does things to your culture. That does things to how everybody inside the building feels about working there, about playing for the organization, and about what's being achieved there. It does not mean they're not going to be able to get free agents or anything like that. This is still an enormously attractive place to play. But what it means is Terry McLaurin, a guy who, you know, and look, he may have had an injury this year, but even if he'd had an injury this year, it wouldn't have been injury plus all that talk, all that drama that just piled up and piled up and piled up. So much drama over the course of the offseason of, does the team need Terry? And a lot of people suggesting I should have traded him, right? That was the junkies question. Knowing what you know now, would you have traded Terry? Knowing everything I know now, no, I wouldn't have traded Terry. I would have signed him a whole lot earlier, though. Because here's the thing. They've got money. Everybody acts like, it's a salary cap league. You got to watch every penny. They have money. And also, I make this point a lot with regard to sports. It's not your money. Everybody's like, well, you got to protect the money. Not my money. I think it's Josh Harris's money, but he's very rich. I think he should give his money to Terry McLaurin. And I think Terry should play football. And I think he should be the heart and soul of this team. And he hasn't been. He hasn't been because he's not out there. He hasn't been because he wasn't at camp. You got Bobby Wagner. He was heart and soul of the defense last year. He is struggling. Jeremy Reeves is stepping up into that role. And you saw a little bit more of that in Kansas City. And that's a positive. But you're not seeing the same camaraderie, the same togetherness. Doesn't mean this team would be winning games, but man, when you miss fourth down twice early, when the defense finally gets takeaways and the offense doesn't capitalize, it just feels like there's a disconnect here, and there's a disconnect with this team. The vibes are off. The vibes are not right in Ashburn. And it's a tough job for Dan Quinn to put them right. Now, it shows us in the light of day, right? So to assemble a team that wins on vibes is difficult because you got to create the vibes. To assemble a team that wins without them is even harder because you got to assemble talent. The Eagles are a team that wins with no vibes. Everybody there seems to despise playing in Philadelphia, and they win because it's an incredibly good roster. Dallas, a no vibes team. They got enough talent to win 9 every year. Never going to get over the hump. Chiefs have the vibes and the talent, right? That's why you see them there. The Bills, vibes plus talent. People like playing for Josh Allen. This was a team that had the vibes, was building towards the talent. It appears at the moment they're lacking in both departments, and that's the job. That's what they got to fix in the coming weeks and the rest of this season and the offseason. And there's no easy road to get there, especially when you consider it. You probably never get Terry back to the point where he was in terms of leadership, in terms of wanting to be on this team. But man, those catches were spectacular. He hasn't lost it. He's just injured. And it's on the team as much as it's on Terry. They had an opportunity to fix this. And what would it have cost? Money. You've got money. You're rich. You own an NFL team. I don't want to hear about the salary cap. They had money. There were ways to do it. All right. Happier things. High school football. Nobody holds out in high school football. There is money in high school football, though. And there's a lot of interest in tonight's game. Highland Springs Verina. Battle on round 5. Battle for the East End. Whatever you want to call it, this is a game that always delivers. And you'll hear it tonight on The Fan. Gary Hess drops by to preview it. On the other side, we are off and running. Thursday morning, happy Halloween Eve to you. Back after this, we're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP of the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. And super pleased to welcome back friend of the program, friend to all, sports director at 910 The Fan, Gary Hess. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are we doing?
I am fantastic. Here's the thing. This is the night right here. We wait all year for this. Highland Springs, Verina.
That's right. A lot on the line, but most importantly, East End bragging rights on the line tonight as the Springers and the Blue Devils get together. This time it's at Highland Springs. Excited that it's our game of the week. Excited that I won't be there, but we will, and it'll be on our sister station, WRVA. And always compelling theater when it's Verona and Holland Springs.
Well played. And let's dive into this a little more, because Highland Springs kind of ran the East End for a little while there. We saw the pendulum swing back. Verona, I mean, this is as complete a roster as you're going to see really around the state in high school football right now. But Highland Springs, with that experience, this one's really good on paper, Gary.
It does look really good, and I think Verona is probably a slight favorite that may be slightly offset by the game being at Highland Springs. They've split the last six meetings. So, you know, Highland Springs had that run in the 2010s with the state championships, and the most recent one in 2022. But, Verona won one in 21. So Verona's kind of worked it up to where they are. It's equal footing, or maybe, you know, last year they were kind of a clear favorite. Maybe not quite as clear, but I think the Blue Devils are definitely looked upon as the favorite team going into the game tonight. But you can't discount the Springers. You look at the schedule they've played, and, you know, both teams have two losses, but those two losses are to teams from out of town that are really, really good. Well, except for, you know, Highland Springs did lose to Dinwiddie in overtime. But
I'll go to bat for Dinwiddie's quality. Certainly, no bad losses in those four.
And so if you've ever driven to Dinwiddie could qualify as being out of town also.
It's a bit of a trek down 85, as you know well. Gary Hess joins us. Hokie Steve and Coach Chris on the call tonight. Highland Springs Verona, you'll hear it on WRVA 1140, which will be a ton of fun. Not the only thriller this weekend, though. I'll let you take your pick, but for me, Benedictine Trinity is one we've been counting down to for a little while as well. That'll be Saturday afternoon.
So Saturday, you've got Benedictine Trinity, you've got Collegiate and St. Christopher's. Now, St. Chris is clearly better than Collegiate, but I'm going to tell you, there are a few rivalry. We talk about the rivalry that is Verona Highland Springs. St. Chris and Collegiate don't like each other very much. So you got that rivalry renewal, but then you got Benedictine and Trinity, and you have every reason to think that there's a decent possibility that this could be Act 1 of 2, that they could see each other a couple weeks later playing for the state title, and that has happened multiple times in recent years. It's going to be, you know, Benedictine is ranked high, 9-0, has really done the job, although their defense has kind of carried the mail the last few weeks. Last week, a 7-0 win, and that one touchdown was on a defensive touchdown. And Trinity, of course, is potent offensively, has had a couple of stumbles along the way, so an unbelievable, compelling matchup. I'll tell you another game Saturday that's kind of sneaky under the radar. It was supposed to be Friday, got moved to Saturday, and that is Thomas Dale, ranked, I believe, 7th in our CBS 6910 The Fan Coaches Bowl, traveling to Petersburg.
I was hoping you'd say that, Gary.
First year under Jerome Mathis, 7-1 against 6-2. That game is going to be really, really good. And I'll give you one more on tonight's schedule. Hanover is 7-1. The only loss, they got manhandled by Verona, and they got Highland Springs coming up in the final week of the season, and they'll be an underdog for that game. But Hanover at 7-1 tonight travels to face the undefeated Armstrong Wildcats at 8-0. So Hanover Armstrong should be a very interesting game as well tonight.
I'm super intrigued to see how for real Petersburg is. And I know they beat Meadowbrook, they beat Hopewell, like they're real, but Thomas Dale is that's a heavyweight class right there, Gary.
Right. And they kind of stubbed their toe against Southampton earlier this year, which is, you know, I think Coach Mathis would tell you he'd like to have that one back. And then they lost to Dinwiddie, and you know, we talked, you know, there's no shame in losing to Dinwiddie. So you know, they took their shot against Dinwiddie. So what can the Crimson Wave do getting the home field advantage against the Knights? You're right. That's going to be a question. The Saturday games are going to be worth keeping an eye on this weekend. And of course, there's playoff positioning as well, with just 2 weeks left in the regular season.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Gary Hess joins us on Thursdays to look ahead to the weekend of high school football and, of course, tonight as well on WRVA. You'll hear Highland Springs, Verina. All right. It's also Halloween tomorrow, Gary. We have that high school Halloween overlap. Hit me with your favorite Halloween candies. What's your go-to here?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You know, I love chocolate, I'm not going to lie. And so there are several directions I can go. But if you want my favorite, and it's not maybe the most popular opinion, but I am a peppermint patty guy. Love them.
The York peppermint patty?
That's right. Get the sensation.
Honestly, yeah. I feel that.
Megan lit up there. We got two York peppermint patty fans here. Okay, I like that.
So I'm not a one-trick pony in the chocolate department, but if you want my favorite, that's it.
You know what not enough places have? The Andes mints, the little green ones.
Yeah.
Back when we were a proper country, it used to be that when you left a restaurant, you would get one of those for the road. Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore, does it?
No. I really like the Halloween pretzels. Like a random pretzels. Pick there, but the little packs, and it's like a pumpkin shaped pretzel. They're better than regular pretzels.
Are they chocolate or just
regular pretzels?
No, I'm gonna need them covered in chocolate. I'm with Gary.
I'm sorry. A bag of pretzels does not belong in a Halloween bag.
They are better than the usual.
Pretzels are
agree
lovely.
Agree to disagree.
Pretzels are lovely. I love pretzels for a snack. My kids, and you know, my kids still trick or treat, Gary. If my kids knock on a door tonight and come back with a bag of pretzels, a pox on that home. No.
100%.
That's my favorite 100%. Part. I just eat them as a snack.
I will say this, Michael. The last few years, now that we're empty nesters, we have become the cool house. You know what the cool house does? Give away the full size.
Gary's house, the place to be on Friday night.
Yeah,
the full size candy bar. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll be propped up on the front porch.
The cool houses in our neighborhood give out drinks to the adults.
Nice. That's awesome.
We just consume. We don't. We don't share. We just consume.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that. All right. You want to set the stage one last time for us here, Gary? What we'll be hearing tonight and when we'll be hearing it?
7 o'clock tonight, WRVA, Verina and Highland Springs, Hokie Steve and Coach Chris on the call. And it's I'm not going to lie, it's been weird seeing football season kind of happen without me. But it is want to get real quick. So that's 7 yeah. o'clock tonight. Want to give a quick shout-out to the Midlothian football program. Last Friday night, dedicating the weight room to Wyatt Fowler, yes. the football player who was tragically killed a couple of years ago. And they decided to kind of raise money and build this new weight room for all the athletic programs in Midlothian. And they named it after Wyatt Fowler, and his family was there for what would have been his senior night. And he got they presented him a jersey and kind of dedicated and had the grand opening of the weight room. And just kudos to Coach Gross and everybody at the Midlothian program. What a great legacy for Wyatt Fowler. And that's just a really cool deal. So I wanted to give them a shout-out on that.
Well put. Thank you, Gary. And we'll be looking forward to hearing Hokie Steve and Coach Chris on the call tonight. Have a great weekend. Continue your bounce back. We'll look forward to chatting with you next week.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
I mean, there's just so few things in life that always deliver. Man, Verina Highland Springs always delivers. That's always a fantastic
Indeed.
Football game. It's going to be a ton of fun. You'll hear it tonight. WRVA, we're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM. Be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, Highland Springs, Verina. Tonight on our sister station, 1140 WRVA. We're always talking high school sports, but a little bit extra today in a matchup that always delivers. You can't count on much, but you can count on Highland Springs, Verina. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. This weekend, you know it's this weekend. It's Bills Chiefs. Yeah, a few people are looking forward to that one. You'll catch it on ParamountPlus.com/NFL. Get started today. Sports Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. High school football tonight on WRVA. Verina, Highland Springs. The game that always delivers and sure looks like on paper this one's going to deliver again tonight. A guy who's seen a few of them over the years, Lane Casadante, sports director, CBS 6. Kind enough to join us for a few minutes this morning. Lane, happy Thursday. How's it going?
Hey, good morning, MP. Yeah, there are rivalries and then there's Verina Highland Springs. So this is kind of in that whatever the next level is beyond, oh, they're our biggest rival. Well, this is even beyond that.
And you look at the state titles, the success, all that, and then over the last 6 years, 3 wins by Verina, 3 wins by Highland Springs. You could throw the records out when these teams play, but I don't know why you'd want to because the records are pretty good.
Well, and they've kind of mirrored each other's scheduling models. They've kind of tried to go outside of the region and in many cases outside of the state to find the best competition they can to get them ready for what's coming in a couple of weeks. Lauren Johnson said this to Sean Robertson last week after their win over, I believe it was Hermitage. He said the first 10 games get you ready for the last five. Like the first 10 are almost practice. And then the real season is the last five, and he means the playoffs and the five games that you need to win a state championship. So this one is one of those 10 that really it means a lot because the schools buffer each other and the kids know each other and they back up to each other, separated by just I-64. But this one absolutely gets each of them ready for the final five.
Will be talked about, regardless of who wins for the next 365 days. Something you know when you suit up and run out of the tunnel tonight. Lane Casadante joins us. Lane, what's our final score Friday format this week? Because I know we got a lot of games tonight, also some games tomorrow, and some great ones on Saturday, too.
And one last night that got moved up as well. Huguenot already has their Week 10 victory. They shut out James River last night, 54-0, which is, I think, after their season opening loss to St. Christopher's, in which they didn't give up, I think they only give up 13 points. They've only given up 13 in their last seven games, I think, or eight games. And three or four or five of those have been shutouts. So Huguenot is already playing at that high level against who's on their schedule. We will get, I think we're getting to every game in the Metro tonight, and then we're going to get five or six more tomorrow night and cram as many of them into our Friday night format as we can. But no, we're going to show you the entirety of Week 10 as we have it. And then, as you said, Saturday, Benedictine Trinity, which is, you know, probably for the top seed in the VISAA Division I playoffs. I know Collegiate and St. Christopher's play, which is a big rivalry. Oh, and by the way, you know, Randolph-Macon, who's only, you know, they're ranked Division III, they're back home again. The Spiders are home after their bye week. Excuse me, there was one game moved to Saturday.
Thomasdale-Petersburg.
Because of the weather. Thomasdale and Petersburg, which is a fairly big game in the old Central District, which doesn't exist anymore, but each of those teams is really trying to solidify their playoff standing with only one game left in the regular season.
I'm a little excited to see how, and Petersburg's for real. They beat Meadowbrook. They beat Hopewell. Like, they're not for real. But Thomasdale, that's a big one there, and that's an opportunity, as we say, Lane, to make a statement about where that program's headed.
And, I mean, Thomasdale has had their challenges offensively, but their defense is among the best in the region, and the numbers prove it. So that is really going to be that's really going to be where you'll see how much Petersburg has actually advanced this year, is can they score on Thomasdale, because a lot of teams haven't.
Yeah, Lane Casadante's all over with Sean Roberts, and Final Score Friday after you finish your trick-or-treating tomorrow night. They'll take you around the whole world of high school football. You probably haven't, you know, Halloween usually lines up on, you know, a night where we're doing something this time of year. When's the last time you were able to go out or even hand out candy?
Oh, man, my kids were small.
Yeah.
So it's probably been at least 7 or 8 years. It was pre-COVID, I know that. But, yeah, unusually, our neighborhood where I live is incredibly popular. Kids from other neighborhoods come here, not only because apparently they hand out good candy, but the decorations in this neighborhood are ridiculous. Although there was a gentleman down the street a long time ago who handed out peanuts. And if you've never seen a six-year-old scorned, you needed to see my daughter that night when she found out that the guy gave her peanuts. It was like worse than getting a pencil from an elementary school teacher. She was beside herself at his choice of donation that night. But for the rest of it, now, yeah, since my kids have kind of aged out of that, yeah, Halloween is more like, oh, am I in the office tonight? Good.
That's candy corn for me. I don't give it the time of day. Was that a no on your reaction?
My son is the only person I know that likes candy corn,
okay.
And we're having him checked about that.
Yeah, all right, good. Glad you're on Team MP here. We appreciate that. Lane Casadante joins us on Thursdays to go around the world of sports, and UVA finds a way to do it again, Lane. You mentioned Randolph-Macon, who's having a great season. Sure feels like we could, and Cal is going to be an obstacle, as you know, and then Wake Forest will be an obstacle. It feels like there is a visible path here to that Virginia Tech game being for an ACC title game appearance.
Oh, absolutely there is. I mean, I think Virginia's only the challenge of Cal is obviously flying to the West Coast, which Virginia football hasn't done yet, I don't believe.
No.
And Cal is, I mean, Cal's record, I don't think, is accurate of their ability. And I think Virginia Tech proved that a little bit last week. But then again, Cal had to come east, too. So you never really know what that travel does to each individual athlete. But I think Virginia's only their biggest challenge remaining is at Duke. I don't know that any of us know how good the Blue Devils really are. So I think Virginia has a very clear, and I don't want to say easy, but it's all laid out for them. There won't be that many there won't be that many opportunities to trip up. They know what they have in front of them, and if nothing else, these last 3 weeks should have told them that they can not only play with anybody, but they can pull out a win in any game because they've done it 3 weeks in a row.
Cardiac Cavs, welcome back. Last seen on the road to the Final Four, Tony Bennett. Sure feels like that magic's back in the air again in Charlottesville. And, I mean, for me, you can't do better than if they get to the Virginia Tech game still running the table in the ACC. Because for Virginia Tech, forgettable season. Everybody's a little down in Blacksburg. That would make up for a lot of things, Lane.
It would, but by the time they get a new coach, it's going to be forgotten, win or lose anyway. I think they'd revel in it for maybe a week or two that, hey, we kept UVA out of the ACC title game if it comes to that. But by the time, you know, I think everybody's so wrapped around the axle about who is going to be their next head coach.
Yeah.
That you said, you know, this season is almost an afterthought. And no disrespect to the kids and coaches that are, getting through it as best they can right now. But once they settle on that new name, you're going to completely, forget most of the 2025 season and that UVA game included, I think.
No doubt about it. Lane Casadante, CBS 6, Final Score Friday tomorrow. What else you got cooking this weekend?
Well, tonight, our Beyond the Roster profile is about an athlete who made some VHSL history 2 weeks ago. And if you didn't hear about it, you're going to want to hear and watch the story of Grace Reza. She is a young lady who plays football out in Middlesex County for the Chargers, one of the smallest programs in the state. But she became the first young lady to score a touchdown in a VHSL game, at least according to the VHSL. I checked with them, and their archives have no mention or notation of a girl scoring a touchdown in a Virginia High School League game. But Grace did it, and we'll show you how she did it tonight at 11.
That's fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. And a little work from the CBS 6 Stats and Info Department there on that one as well. Nicely done. Lane Casadante, enjoy the games tonight, tomorrow, Saturday. Look forward to seeing you, I think, probably Monday at the Stew. It'll be basketball season when when we blink.
Yep, it has arrived. It snuck up on everybody. Yep, college basketball starts Monday night.
I'm not ready, but it doesn't matter. They're gonna play the game anyway. We'll get ourselves ready. Have a great weekend, Lane.
All right, Mike. Thanks. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We're back after this. We'll make some picks for the weekend's action. You're listening to 910 The Fan now, 105.1 FM. Happy Squirloween to you. It's Halloween Eve. It's the day to get down to the diamond, dress up in your finest. I'll allow Squirloween tonight because that's a great event. They want to space out from Halloween. I continue to disallow that our Odyssey company Halloween party was yesterday.
I know.
So far removed from Halloween.
It was wrong.
Ridiculous amount of distance.
Yes.
Between that party and Halloween.
Yeah.
We all know when Halloween is.
Friday.
Another guy who knows when Halloween is Parney, who joins us on Thursdays for the Parney Happy Hour to make some picks. What's up, dude?
What's happening there, MP, on the mic? There's a lot happening in the baseball world. There's a lot happening, as you just mentioned. Squirreloween has become one of my personal favorite days of the year because when we first started doing it, we were like, yeah, maybe 500 people show up. Thousands of people come to Squirreloween. Thousands of people from all walks of life, from all areas of the region, and I can't wait to see entire families dressed up. I get your discontent, but I think it's like a lot of people celebrate birthday months. I think Halloween's become a whole month of celebration, which is good because I can wear my candy corn pants as much as I want.
I am a firm believer that Halloween needs to be moved to just being the last Saturday in October. Just make it a permanent. Megan nodded. AWOD spit out his water and thinks I'm ridiculous. I think if we moved to Saturday, it'd be good.
AWOD's not drinking water. He's drinking vodka. Let's be honest. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's listening. AWOD's cool. He's drinking vodka for lunch. Everything's fine. But how do you feel about the Super Bowl? I firmly believe the Super Bowl should be on a Sunday or a Saturday, but the next day should be a holiday. If it's on Sunday, the next day should be a national holiday so people don't have to work.
In 2027, Parney, so we got to wait two more years. The Super Bowl will be on President's Day weekend. We've finally pushed back far enough that we'll get there. So America will finally get the rest and reprieve we need after going hard for the Super Bowl.
Oh, and pitchers and catchers report the same weekend.
Oh, what a weekend that's going to be. Although, NASCAR has already announced they're moving the Daytona 500 to the next weekend, so it does not compete against the Super Bowl.
Well, that's probably smart. I never understood the Super Bowl racing being the first race of the year, but whatever.
Denny Hamlin, Richmond's own, one more chance to win this thing this weekend. He's in the final four. Still hasn't done it.
Also, a lot's going on in Richmond sports. You know, I fancy myself to be the cheerleader, the head cheerleader of Richmond sports. Mark Budzinski, first base coach, Toronto Blue Jays, who would have thunk it, 3-2. They're playing great, and now they're, in my opinion, the favorite to win the World Series. It's going to be very hard for the Dodgers to beat an entire country of Canada in Toronto, so that's been really cool. There's a lot of other things going on in sports in this area, too, so it's pretty cool.
It's been such a good World Series because you've had – the stars have been awesome. Shohei's been great, on base 9 times in a single game. Vlad Guerrero's been fantastic. You saw his hit last night. But you've also had guys who we've never heard of who have done great. Trey Yesavage last night, 12 strikeouts, was it? It's just been played at a really high level. If you watch that and you don't love baseball, you're just never going to love baseball.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that's resonated with me is all of those, both teams, and, you know, I wanted to paint the Dodgers as a bunch of rich, poor brats, but they're really not. I mean, they have a lot of personality and a lot of moxie. And then the Blue Jays, like, watch Vladdy talk to anybody that comes by first base. Watch Freddie do the same thing. I knew Freddie Freeman when he was 19 years old playing for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. These guys are really enjoying the moment, and that's cool to see that. That when you get to the World Series, it doesn't become too big, and you know, a lot of these guys are realizing that their 12-year-old self is in the backyard pretending that they're in Game 6 and 7 of the World Series, which we all did, and I think that's pretty cool. And for me personally, being really good friends with Mark Budzinski, every time — I'm not drinking right now because of my recent health issues. But I did with my beach neighbors play the Mark Budzinski drinking game in Game 1. Anytime you glanced with him, you had to drink. And thank goodness I was drinking NA beers, because he got a lot of FaceTime on Game 1 of the World Series. But you know, for Bud, a University of Richmond graduate, it's just the whole thing's really, really cool. And baseball is doing really well right now, in my opinion. There's a lot of talk about baseball. The Giants hiring Tony V is either you're really into it or you're not. There's no in between with that.
Yep.
And then I just read where our friend Blake Butera from the Tampa Rays is most likely getting the nod for the Washington Nationals. I've known Blake for the last 4 years or so. He's been the farm director for the Tampa Rays, and obviously we still own the team. And Montgomery, who's affiliated with the Rays, Blake's a really good dude. So a lot of really cool things to talk about in the baseball world, even though we're in football season.
Oh, it's been a phenomenal series. And yeah, you think about Joe Carter and you think about that going back to Toronto. I agree with you that the David versus Goliath painting is misguided here. One, the Dodgers are not the Yankees. Not only are they, I think, generally more likable, but they're Japan's team. You know, they're not America's team. They're Japan's team. And two, the Toronto Blue Jays are not some scrappy underdog story. They're owned by one of the richest corporations in Canada. They're the team of 7 million people watching every night, and they've put some money into this operation. So it's overly simplistic to portray it that way.
You know, another cool thing is John Schneider, who is really cool, and I think you've seen how really cool he is during these playoffs and World Series, the manager of the Blue Jays. He managed New Hampshire. I forget what year it was. Trey and Blaine would be able to tell me. But he was a Parney's Pub regular. We'll just leave it at that. He was down after almost every game, and a really good guy. And I remember having lunch with Mark Budzinski before we went to spring training, and he looked at me and said, "Parney, we got to get off to a really good start, otherwise we're all in trouble." Meaning,
yeah,
you know, they came in last year, right? So, or close to it. So, I would say that Bud and Schneider are safe for the time being in Toronto.
They would become only the 11th team to win the World Series the year after having a losing record the previous season. Very, very difficult to do. Speaking of Trey and Blaine, I've been meaning to get Trey on the phone all week. We haven't yet. Did you see that he ate 15 hot dogs at the NASCAR race?
Trey Wilson, screw that dude from Dos Equis. Trey Wilson's the most interesting man on the planet. Like, Trey Wilson, his traveling, his food consumption, that is one interesting dude. And you don't get it from the blank expression on his face all the time, right? But I'm gonna have everyone add to my bio, avid fan of Trey Wilson's life, because I think it's really interesting. He was, I don't know if you saw on social media, but I put on Sunday afternoon, Trey Wilson's on a heater this weekend, because he went to Virginia Tech, Turnpike Troubadours, and NASCAR, and 15 hot dogs all in the same weekend. That, my friend, is a good old-fashioned heater.
Takes most people months to accomplish similar feats. Trey Wilson does it in a weekend. Parney joins us every Thursday for Parney's Picks, and you had 4-1 2 weeks ago, backed it up with another winning record last week, 3-2. You are one game under 500 on the season. That, my friend, is what we call striking distance as we enter this week's picks.
Slow start, right? We got off to a slow start, but we're slowly but surely picking up steam. Hey, Stanford Steve, who gets paid millions of dollars to do this on ESPN, has the same record as me. He's one game below 500, so we need to start getting Bennett to add some zeros to our paychecks.
Bennett says the check's in the mail, and we'll leave it at that. Colts and the Steelers. You wrote at the Colts giving 14.5 last week. They delivered for you. They are 3-point favorites this week in Pittsburgh, taking on the Steelers.
Well, they're playing on a sandy beach. Every sports turf
that field is wild.
Every sports turf manager I know cringes every time they go past the Steelers game at, I still call it Heinz Field. I don't know what you call it, but
I had wondered what they had done with the old field from FedEx Field. So it's good to know that it found a new home.
I think we might have played on that at the Diamond a few years ago, to be honest with you. And I'm going to probably hate that I'm doing this, but the Steelers are like riding a roller coaster at Knoebels Park in Pennsylvania, right? For those of you that are from Pennsylvania, you know what Knoebels was or is. I'm going to go with the Steelers +3. I mean, it's probably a bad pick, but I'm going to do it. I don't know even how I can explain myself, because clearly the Indianapolis Colts are the best team in football right now. But I think the Steelers might have something for them. I don't see him going 15-1. Maybe this is the one.
May have a little something for him. Maybe sneaky good game of the week. Broncos at the Texans. Houston will be 1.5-point favorites in this one.
Broncos.
That's an easy call right there. We do not trust the Texans until further notice.
The only thing good about the Texans is their place kicker, who was a member of the Nutsy Sackers fantasy league team down in Sandbridge, and he did a good job for us before he had his bye week and we had to can him.
Now
he got the assassin, Chris Boswell.
Yes, that's right. Game of the week, Chiefs at the Bills. Probably won't be the last time these two play this season. In Buffalo, Chiefs are 2-point favorites.
I think we're about ready to see Josh Allen, but be Josh Allen. We saw a little bit in Carolina, but that was Carolina. If you're going to give me points at home, and the Chiefs, if you look up the Chiefs spread record,
it's MB, bad.
It's not great.
It's bad.
Great. So we're going with the people that used to sit in the back room of Hurley's Tavern back in the day when you and I were at the 50-yard table on a Sunday, and you wouldn't even have to watch the Bills game on all the screens because you could hear the moans and groans or the yays from the back room, and you knew. So let's go with the Bills Mafia and Buffalo in this game.
I am a Chiefs fan. Everybody knows I'm a Chiefs fan. I'm a lifelong Chiefs fan. If the Chiefs can't win, and there's one fan base I really want to see get one, it's absolutely.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
The Bills Mafia. Hopefully they do before Josh Allen leaves, because man, They've been trying to kick that football for a very long time, and as you mentioned, passionate crew out there. We lost with the Commanders last week. Both of us did. We both liked getting 12 points. Didn't pan out for us. We get 3 points this week. It's Seahawks at the Commanders. I'll tip my hand. I picked the Seahawks when it was my turn. They got 13 days rest. Commanders are coming off that Monday night game, but Jaden Daniels is back. Seahawks 3-point favorites in D.C. against the Commanders.
So last night, I've been going to bed early since I've been sick for the last 5 weeks, and I watched 2 episodes of MASH, and I literally thought about the Commanders, because the Commanders have been like a MASH unit, right?
They have.
So I don't know who else is hurt. You said that number five.
Terry McLaurin is back out. He rejoined Monday and re-injured himself, so he's back out.
Did we disagree on any of the other picks?
Last week?
No, right now, this week. Have you given your picks yet?
This week, no. I like the Colts. I'm still riding with the Colts.
Okay,
big Colts guy.
We disagreed one time. I'm going to go with the Seahawks here. I think the Seahawks are sneaky good, and I think that we saw a flash in the pan last year. I don't think Washington's the same. But please don't let AWOD get mad at me for saying that.
AWOD's got your back on the Steelers. He's been riding the Steelers hard all week against my Colts.
Yeah, so I think that Washington's in for a long year, and I think they're playing a lot of national TV games because of the quarterback, but I think the Seahawks, 3's a lot, but it really means that Vegas thinks they're going to win by 6, because you always get 3 points or so for your home. So we're going to go with the Seahawks there.
And Cardinals-Cowboys to wrap it up. The Cowboys are 2.5-point favorites at home against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals.
Who the hell cares?
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, too. We'll do a speed round on that one.
Yeah, who the hell cares? Like they say on game day, we'll do it quickly. Who the hell cares? Give me the Cardinals.
Yeah, well, we disagree on that, but we agree that nobody cares, so I appreciate that. Squirrel-a-ween tonight at the Diamond. It's a phenomenal event. I tell you to go if you've never been, but as you know, basically everybody in town's been by now.
Yeah, it's awesome. Please come out. Megan and everybody at the Squirrels have done a great job getting ready for it. I haven't made it to the Diamond yet this morning. By the way, thank you for all the doctors. We have one of my final procedures this week. I'm back to about 95% MP, so you almost have the full party back. We're going to do a Party Time podcast hopefully soon to finish up the season. It's been a long road the last 5 weeks with pneumonia and a couple other things. So thank you to all the doctors. And if you live near Bryant Park, watch out. Tauntaun and I are moving into our new house this weekend. So if you own a restaurant or a tavern near Bryant Park in Richmond, your life is about to change because the Porn Star is coming to a neighborhood near you.
It is all phenomenal to hear. Great to have you back at 95%. Have a great weekend. Happy Halloween. We'll catch you next week.
Hey, one more thing real quick. Coats for Kids, the ballpark warming party coming up on November the 8th from 11 to 1. So clean out those closets for Puritan cleaners and the squirrels. Coats are needed. That is November the 8th, 11 to 1.
One of many great causes every year. Thank you, Parney. Have fun. Good luck moving.
All right, buddy. Have fun. Go nuts.
There he goes. Squirreloween tonight at the Diamond. We're back right after this. Did you hear what Michael Jordan had to say? I'll tell you what I thought about it on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Impy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. ESPN reports the Washington Nationals have hired a new manager. He's 33 years old. Blake Butera, coming from the Tampa Bay Rays organization, where, of course, the Nationals have just hired their new GM, Paul Toboni, of the Red Sox, after clearing house last year. Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez out. A juncture for the Nats as they figure out, will they be competitive? Will they put money into that team? What are the learners going to do? And that's nothing against Blake Butera, but you can't sell me that he's a major factor here. The learners are the major factor here. Are they going to spend money on their baseball team or not? That's what they need to figure out. They've got talent. They've got James Wood. They've got C.J. Abrams. They've got Dylan Cruz. They've got Eli Willits. There's talent in that organization, but there has so far been a lack of desire to spend to back it up with a complete roster on the field. And those World Series days are further and further in the rearview mirror with every passing year. Good luck to him. Good luck to everybody over there. Would love for the Nats to get good. Would love for them to relocate one of their minor league teams to Richmond, Virginia. Hopefully those things happen in the next couple years. All right, Megan, you got the MJ clip up here. It's number two on the board. This is kind of an all-time wacky, but I don't hate it. NBC has basketball on now once a week on their program, and they will have it twice a week. They're going to Sunday night football roll into Sunday night basketball once Sunday night's football is over. That Mike Tirico sat down with Michael Jordan and they did an interview, and they air it 2 minutes at a time during halftime of the games, which is kind of wild. So this week Mike Tirico asked MJ about load management, which is where players sit out games because they need to save themselves. They're feeling tired, they're fatigued, whatever it is. This is a softball for MJ, whose entire propaganda arm exists to remind you he is the greatest player to ever play. He hit it out of the park.
I never wanted to miss a game because it was an opportunity to prove. It was something that I felt like, you know, the fans are there to watch me play. I want to impress that guy way up on top who probably worked his ass off to get a ticket or to get money to buy the ticket.
You really cared about the guy who sat in the top deck at the Palace in Auburn Hills to watch you when you came to Detroit?
Yeah, because I know he's probably yelling at me. I don't want to shut him up. You know, he's calling me all kinds of names. I definitely want to shut him up.
Right.
You have a duty that if they're wanting to see you, and as an entertainer, I want to show. Right. So if the guys are coming to watch me play, I don't want to miss that opportunity. Now, physically, if I can't do it, then I can't do it. But physically, if I can do it and I just don't feel like doing it, that's a whole different lens.
That's Michael Jordan, that's the classic issue for him right there. Nobody has been better in the last decade at reminding everybody he is the greatest to ever play the game than Michael Jordan. You remember the original plan for The Last Dance was to show it on alternate days during the NBA Finals. And that was the year LeBron was with the Lakers and was finally going to win it all. Now, COVID happened, and that actually ended up being the best thing that could have happened to MJ because it aired during COVID. We were all at home. We were all watching every night. Oh, yeah, that dude was great. Oh yeah, yeah. He was fiery. He cared. He was the best to ever do it. Now he's interjecting himself into modern NBA basketball, just to remind us how good he was. Brady could never. It's so on point for him. He is the most competitive person in the entire universe, right? Kobe's the only guy who even came close to that, because Kobe was that competitive too. MJ's the most competitive guy in the world. He is not just content with his titles or being acknowledged as the greatest spokesman, the greatest athlete, whatever it is. He's got to resurface every once in a while to remind us that he is still the greatest athlete of all time. And this story, what was it last week? I felt so much pressure to make that free throw. All the kids were watching, and I swished it. The competitive side of MJ is it's phenomenal to watch, because it's not just basketball or competition or gambling or baseball or whatever. Like, this dude is driven to remind us at all times he is the greatest basketball player who has ever lived. And we're going to get it 3 minutes at a time during halftime of NBC games. I don't know if he'd be any good or not as an announcer. We may never know. He doesn't need to be one. We know that Tom Brady, who I think has a great social team, like, you look at Tom Brady's Instagram and you're like, that guy is relatable and funny. I would like to hang out with him. And then you listen to Tom Brady call a game and you're like, this guy was a football player? Like, I don't know. He's fine at this. The live is an extra element. MJ is not doing live. This is pre-recorded. He had a chance to call his shots here. I'd love to see him at some point try the call a game thing. They got a good team. The NBA broadcasts are getting good this year. I watched the Amazon for a bit. They found people that put resources into it. You remember, the NBA was kind of miffed at TNT at the end. It felt that they were more into the soap opera of Charles Barkley than the game. And I'll say this, as a casual, I kind of love the soap opera. I kind of love the Charles Barkley. It seems they've got what they want now, which is broadcast partners that are all about hyping up the NBA and the games and the basketball. We'll see if it does anything for them this year. We'll keep an eye on that. Speaking of basketball, we're with you tomorrow, Halloween show. And then when we come back on Monday, it's a VCU basketball game night. Happens fast. Be out at the Stew on Monday night for the opener, VCU and Wagner. It's sneaking up on us. Check in with our guy Robbie. Get him on the show Monday. Make sure we're good to go, firing on all cylinders there. And of course, you'll hear that game right here. We're going to take a break. Two segments to go. We'll crosstalk with Awad in about 20 minutes. You're listening to Richmond's home of VCU basketball. This is 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app, taking you towards a busy sports weekend. Tonight on The Fan, Verina, Highland Springs, enough said, the high school football game in the area every single year. Coach Chris will be on the call with Hokie Steve. That'll be on our sister station, 1140 WRVA. Tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff at Highland Springs. Gary installed Verina as the slight favorite. I agree. Last six matchups, Highland Springs has won 3. Verina has won 3. That's about where we're at in that series. It's a game that always delivers. I would expect it to deliver tonight. You took a call on the listener line during the Gary chat. We didn't want to interrupt Gary. Somebody had called asking about Darren Williams. He's the running back at Verina who transferred from Henrico and was ruled ineligible. He's still ineligible. He can't play. So to untangle that briefly, he was a star at Henrico High School last year, moved in with his grandma this offseason in the Verina district so he could join Verina. The VHSL said, hang on, you can't do that. You don't actually live with your grandma. You need to play for Henrico. The whole thing ended up in a lawsuit. The courts did not side with him. They said the VHSL can do what they want. They didn't say he was right or wrong. They just said the VHSL can do what they want on the matter. That's a sticky situation.
It's a very sticky situation.
Here's what makes it an extra sticky situation for me. And by the way, we're going to go through this again in basketball season, because the whole John Marshall team moved to Petersburg this offseason. And I know why they did, because their coach moved there. But it's going to be a sticky situation, right? And we had the one in Northern Virginia. Was it Haymarket, Hayfield, whatever it was. It was sitting next to me, probably outraged that I don't remember. Was it Haymarket or Hayfield?
Yeah.
Hayfield. Thank you. That whole situation. They ended up at the St. James. They started a private school out of that super team. Here's what makes this sticky. In college football, It used to be they would go recruit the high schools. They would offer the kids scholarships. And so you wanted to be on a good high school team. You wanted to play well so that you could get a college scholarship, right? That was the end game. And if you got a college scholarship, a small fraction of kids, you know, what is it they say? 1% of kids in high school go to college. 1% of kids in college go pro. You know, 1% of those kids who get the college scholarship end up playing professional football, average career length, 2.5 years in the NFL, whatever it is. It's a sticky situation because now the college kids get paid and they get paid real money. And so high school is not about getting a scholarship anymore, right? You'd be like, you know, people do things for the scholarship, but not big things. But we're talking about Darren Williams. You know, I'll make up the number, but I don't think it's unreasonable to suggest he could clear $500,000 playing college football. He's, by all accounts, that good. We're talking about $500,000. You're going to get to the high school that best sets you up. That's life-changing money for not just for, you know, a Verina kid, for anybody. That's life-changing money. So you're going to get to the best situation to set yourself up to get that $500,000. We're going to see high school sports fundamentally change as a result of this, and I'm sure at some point it'll trickle down to the high school level. Enough talk about NIL. Let's talk gambling. Horse racing is this weekend. George calls us on Breeders' Cup weekend because he knows about horse racing, and I don't know about horse racing, so it's a pretty good mutual exchange there where we can lean on his expertise for a minute. This is for the horse racing people. The big weekend. George, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, it's good to be on with you again, Michael, especially when it's lunch break time, so it's perfect.
Happy lunch break time. Happy Halloween Eve to you. What an exciting, you know, Breeders' Cup and VCU basketball starting on Monday. I know you're excited about that as well.
Yes, absolutely. And also, thank you for still fighting the good fight against Christmas Creek. It's a losing battle, but we still have to fight. It's people trying to shove Christmas down our throats before Santa Claus's Macy's on Thanksgiving Day.
It's not time for Black Friday sales. I haven't gone trick-or-treating yet. I stand firmly by that take. You've got an ally in me, George.
Yes. Yes.
Let's get to the action here.
Yes. There are two big stories. One of them involves the Classic, so I want to say that the big story coming out of Monday before what happened with Sovereignty was tough post positions for some of the really big favorites, especially in the juvenile races. In the juvenile turf sprint, Lenny Lou, an American horse that went over for Royal Ascot and almost won, got stuck with an outside post, post 12 out of 13. Going to be very tough for him. Brussels, one of Aiden O'Brien's best horses, got post 1, which is tough because you can get buried inside and get stuck behind a lot of traffic. So in that race, if you're looking for a real long shot, I have another Aiden O'Brien horse for you by the name of Mission Central, and he's interesting because very rarely do horses in Europe get gelded, especially at 2, because there are certain races you can't enter if you're a gelding. Well, this horse was gelded, and he's won 3 out of 4 races since. Morning line 20-1, I think Mission Central could get a piece of it, maybe even pull an upset. In the juvenile fillies turf, the same thing, Precise for Aiden O'Brien, clearly the best horse, morning line 6-5, post 13, way out there. And the problem with outside posts at Del Mar is that those turns are very tight and very sharp. So if you don't get your position going forward near the rail, you can easily end up 5 or 6 wide and almost out of the race. If you're looking for an alternative in that race, Imagination, the lady who has a Frankie Dettori up, who is retiring after the Breeders' Cup this weekend, from Racing for Good. He retired from Europe, came over here to keep riding, and he is a very good rider, and he could get something done with Imagination the Lady. And then in the juvenile, you got Ted Noffey, who's the big favorite. Now, he's on the outside, but it's only post 8. You want to watch that race because the winner of the juvenile is your future book favorite for the Kentucky Derby, and they get 40 points, which is almost enough to put you in the starting gate in the Kentucky Derby if you choose to if your horse and your owners to choose to participate. And then the last one, another really bad post for a horse for Aiden O'Brien called Gestad, who won at Royal Ascot, has nearly been beaten in his last couple races against some really great horses in Europe. He got post 14 out of 14. That's going to be really tough. So then let's get to Saturday. A lot of great races. there are really two main events. One of them is the Breeders' Cup Turf, where you have Rebels Romance for Godolphin and Charlie Appleby. He's going for three wins in a row in that event. Would be historic, but he's got to come up against Minnie Hawk, maybe the best filly in training in the world. She beat all the boys but one at the Arc de Triomphe earlier this month, and only was beaten ahead. She's won just about every big race for fillies over in Europe that you can win as a three-year-old, and I think Minnie Hawk's going to beat Rebels Romance. But then we got the classic. Now, Sovereignty was supposed to run, but he spiked the fever on Monday and then spiked the fever again yesterday, so they've scratched him. He was the 6-5 favorite, which is remarkable because this is one of the most loaded classics ever. You have the top three finishers from last year's classic. Forever Young, who finished third. Fierceness, who finished second and who won the juvenile 2 years ago. And the winner, Sierra Leone. You have Mindframe, who beat Sierra Leone in Kentucky at the Stephen Foster. You have all these really fantastic horses. You have Journalism, who, of course, was second in the Derby to Sovereignty, won the Preakness, and you have Baeza, who was third in both the Preakness and the Kentucky Derby, and won the Pennsylvania Derby. So you got all these great horses, and almost none of them are the key horse, because the key horse is a 50-1 shot called Contrary Thinking, because he is the rabbit for Sierra Leone. Same trainer, Chad Brown, same owner, Peter Brandt. He's out there to ensure that Sierra Leone gets a fast pace to close into, just like he got last year when he ran down Fierceness in the stretch in the Shadow of the Wire in the Classic in what was a great race. Now, before Sovereignty was out, I was committing myself to Forever Young, who is this great Japanese horse who should have won the Derby, was probably best in that race but finished third, nearly won the Classic last year, despite having only raced once from about May till November. He's coming on the same kind of preparation. He was going to be 5 or 6 to 1. Now I'm not sure about the price because Sovereignty's out. And while Fierceness is now the morning line favorite, I think the Sovereignty money's going to go to Fierceness, Sierra Leone, and maybe Forever Young. So take a second look at Journalism, who's the morning line 10 to 1. Because without Sovereignty, Journalism might very well have won the Triple Crown. And even though Fierceness beat him the last time in Journalism's first try against older horses at the Pacific Classic, Fierceness had to run the race of his life to do it. And he ducked in, almost hit the fence, and came from nearly last to win. I think Journalism, if Journalism can improve and take a big step forward, could upset the field, and you're probably going to get a really great price on him. You might get anywhere from 5 or 6 to 1 to 8 or 9 to 1. So take a look at Journalism in that classic. That might be like one of the biggest value plays you can make on Saturday.
There was certainly Triple Crown talk around him back in the spring, and here we are in October. Breeders' Cup Classic will post at 6:25. NBC coverage this weekend will start at 3:30 on Saturday. Of course, tomorrow, USA Network, a big weekend for horse racing. Big weekend for you, George. Enjoy the races. I'm sure we will connect on Monday ahead of the VCU opener.
Yes, absolutely. And just a little shameless, can I do a little shameless self-promotion for
please
myself?
Please do.
Rams Rewind podcast about VCU basketball. We had Zach Joachim on. That came out Tuesday. We've got a guest from the Three Bid League podcast, Tyler Cronin, to preview the whole A-10 coming out tomorrow. And then, of course, Monday, we'll start the post-game recaps, which was the original reason we were doing Rams Rewind in the first place.
Well, I'm glad somebody got a hold of Zach this week. George Templeton, everybody, Rams Rewind is the podcast. You're the man. Take care. Enjoy the
weekend.
Thank
you so much.
Off he goes. We will come back. Cross talk with AWOT on the other side. You're listening to Richmond's home of the Commanders, 910 The Fan. Now, 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.